Let's start off by talking about your involvement in the World Heritage Convention in terms of your role, when you were involved, and those kinds of basic things.
From 1992 until 2002, 2003, in effect, I was World Heritage Coordinator for ICOMOS, based in Paris. My work was virtually to handle all the work, particularly evaluations, preparation of recommendations, but I was also involved in state of conservation reporting and a number of special projects. I had been associated with ICOMOS for a long time. I've been a member since 1975. I was on its executive committee from 1981 to 1990. So I had got a feeling for ICOMOS. Oddly enough, although I was a member of the executive committee for all those years, I knew virtually nothing about what ICOMOS did so far as the World Heritage Convention was concerned. It so happens that the successive presidents at that time rather jealously kept all this work to themselves. But when Roland Silver from Sri Lanka became president and Herb Stovall as Secretary General, the whole thing opened up. So I was invited to take over from Léon Pressuire, a very distinguished French historian and archaeologist and a great friend of mine, who had his own idiosyncratic, shall we say, autocratic almost approach to this work. He was not very happy about the new regime, so they tried to do without him for a year, and then they brought me on board. Whether that was the right thing to do or not, I leave it to you to judge.